insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu Alaikum. Welcome to another edition of the program, Insights into the Holy Quran, by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qom. Please stay with us.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful. Hello everyone, I'm Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, and we're going to be with you with another edition of the program Insights into the Holy Quran. And in this edition of the program, we'll try to discuss the commentary of chapter Shu'ara, the 26th chapter of the Holy Quran. We'll be back after you listen to the verses we're going to discuss in this episode.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم واتل عليهم نبأ إبراهيم.
And recite to them the news of Abraham.
Brothers and sisters, we have reached the 69th verse of chapter Shu'ara. وَاتْلُ عَلَيْهِمْ نَبَأَ إِبْرَاهِيمُ. And recite unto them the story of Abraham. Now, from the 10th verse up to this 69th verse, the story of Prophet Moses and Aaron, and the fact that these two were sent towards Pharaoh, was mentioned completely, and we also tried to discuss it in details. This story started with the Almighty Allah ordering Prophet Moses to go to Pharaoh, and he said that I'm afraid that they will reject me. رَبِّ إِنِّي أَخَافُ أَن يُكَذِّبُونَ. So he asked Almighty Allah to have a help and support beside him, which was Aaron, his brother. They went to Pharaoh, they invited him to monotheism and to believe in the Lord of the worlds, and he said that we cherished you as a child among us, and this is not the answer we expect from you. Pharaoh said, what is this Lord of the worlds you're talking about? قال فرعون وما رب العالمين. And Moses introduced his Lord as رب السماوات والأرض وما بينهما, the Lord of the heavens and the earth and what is between them. In response, Pharaoh imputed insanity to Moses, عَلَى نَبِيْنَا وَأَلِهِ وَعَلَيْهِ السَّلَامِ, and he said that he is insane. But in response to that, Prophet Moses said, even if I bring unto you something manifest, will you still not believe me? فَأَلْقَى عَصَاهُ فَإِذَا هِيَ ثُعْبَانٌ مُبِينٌ. He cast down his rod and it was a clear serpent. Everybody was shocked. And he also drew out his hand, and it was radiant white to the beholders. فَإِذَا هِيَ بَيُضَاءُ لِلنَّاظِرِينَ. This time, Pharaoh continues his insanity. He continues to be headstrong, and he did not believe. He said that this is sihr, this is sorcery, and we have better sorcerers than you in our town. So they gathered the best of the best of the sorcerers in the gathering. But when those sorcerers saw what happened in that event, they also believed in the Lord of Moses. فَأُلْقِيَ السَّحَرَةُ سَاجِدِينَ. They were flung prostrate and they said, we believe in the Lord of the worlds. قَالُوا أَمَنَّا بِرَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. Some of these believers, the ones who had believed in Moses, they were tortured, some of them killed, and some of them escaped with Moses to some other place. The people of Pharaoh followed them. فَأَتْبَعُوهُمْ مُشْرِقِينَ. They pursued them at sunrise. And all of the sudden, the people of Moses saw a great wavy sea in front of them, and the troop and army of Pharaoh well-equipped behind them. At this time, the Holy Quran says that the Almighty Allah rescues Moses again with a miracle. وَأَنْجَيْنَا مُوسَى وَمَنْ مَعَهُ أَجْمَعِينَ The Holy Quran says, we saved Moses and those with him altogether. Allah orders Moses to strike the sea with his staff, and the sea clove asunder. Each part became like a huge mountain, and the other party, they were completely drowned. This was a short version of the story of Prophet Moses in this chapter.
We hope and pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us with the ability to cover more of His divine
In this
word.
Series of programs, we will inshallah discuss the Holy Quran with a thematic
approach. We will inshallah discuss the chapter.
القرآن في أخلاقه وفعاله فيه الفؤاد تعلقا وتلاه في جنح الدجى متدبرا
The context in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks in this verse is the context of mentioning the ills and problems and evils of the people of the book, the previous nations who have received revelation, and more particularly the Jew.
Now let's listen to some of the verses of the Holy Quran.
First, let's listen to a few verses.
Now let's listen to some verses of the Holy Quran.
Insights into the Holy Quran by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hausa Seminary of Qom.
Now, after this, there is the story of Abraham mentioned in this chapter. Next to Moses, ala nabina wa alihi wa alayhi salam, whose name has been mentioned in the Holy Quran for more than 130 times, Abraham's name has been reiterated in the Holy Quran more than the names of other divine prophets. So, following the wonderful story of Moses and Pharaoh, the Quran in this part refers to the expressive biography of Abraham and his struggles against the polytheists, the fight, and the story he had. The Holy Quran starts this story from Abraham's debate with his uncle, Adar, as traditions suggest, and the misled people of his time. So he says, وَاتْلُ عَلَيْهِمْ نَبَأَ إِبْرَاهِيمُ and recite unto them the story of Abraham. We will start discussing these verses in the next episode, God willing. Thank you for staying with us. وَالسَّلَامُ عَلَيْكُمْ ورحمة الله وبركاته.
Don't be saddened by what you see, by all the lies and treachery. Life is cruel, but don't worry. In your heart lies the key to unwind all the secrets. This life we see.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parstoday.com. Until the next program, take care.
Things always, but for me, worry ends when faith begins.